Can the church say amen? And God wants you now to become strong soldiers. That's the message tonight. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Even when the devil choking you, they got those cartoons. One of the mechanics got in his bay. Where there's something a fish had grabbed somebody and had got him in his, had his head in his mouth. But the rascal got grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he was choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. Long as I'm pleading the blood upon you, Satan, you ain't gonna be able to keep. You ain't gonna be able to bust his heart. You ain't gonna be able to do this now. The same thing when those finances are down. The Bible says we all you got to do is call, you've been paying your tithe. He said you can top bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody gonna come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times, Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose. I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it. But the Bible, as old song said, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes. But God had told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody wanted to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why sometimes the people don't believe. They come in the church and they see us jumping and shouting, and it looks like stupidness there. You stupid people, you're standing up there. I don't see what you're feeling for. No way. And they bind in the services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid. Oh, Lord, look at it. Jesus Christ. Get nobody to see that. Glory to God. They watched them for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill them. Because that day they stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible says on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down, the city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you see, that's why the Bible says again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers them having that city. But the man of God said, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time. Next week. This ain't no ordinary. No, 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 no. The kind of service greater. The kind of service greater. Yeah. So I'm gonna give them all I have. So I'm gonna give it all I have.
and Joseph Natchez 99.3.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good enough to love myself. So good enough to have success. What you gain from all the stress. The freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good enough to handle my bills. So good enough to raise my kids. Press is the best and honestly I'm happy for where I'm at.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's the we come right now thanking you. Thanking you for your mercy, your kindness, your love. Asking you, first of all, to continue to forgive us our sins. The sins that we did and we knew we were sinning. We knew we were sinning. Your word said we were born into a sinful earth, praise God. Our flesh is forever sinful, Lord God. But Master, we bind up our flesh and humble ourselves before you and say, forgive me for those sins that I did. Lord God, as we forgive others the sins that they do against us, Master, we come thanking you this morning for allowing us to wake up to see a brand new day that we'll never see again. We come saying thank you, Father God, because we don't take anything that you do for us for granted, Pastor. Lord God, we come thanking you because you have not only called us, you have chosen us for this very day, for this very reason, dear God. And Master, we come to give you all the honor and all
we Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Once again, let's give the Holy Ghost a hand clap. The Holy One of Israel, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, he's worthy. Let's give him a hand clap. No matter what, when, how, we win this. We serve the Almighty, and we come today on his day. The Bible say the seven-day Sabbath is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and in it we shall worship him. So we come to give him all the honor and all the glory. We also come to make sure that we obey the laws of the land. The laws of the land told us, praise God, that we're not supposed to have more. They've upped it now to 10 people in a building. Hallelujah. And they say that we're supposed to wear a mask. And I encourage you all to obey the laws of the land. And just in case you do feel you need to put a mask on out here in this earth, I make sure that I brought sufficient amount for us. Praise God. The Bible tells us to be obedient. It's better than any sacrifice that we can give to him. We come this morning, praise God. For those of you that have your Bibles, and for the young folks, got a little bit of boom in there. And for the young folks that have it on your cell phone, your tablets, and whatever, praise God. We're going to be going to the book of Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to say what thus says the Lord, and I'm going to let it go. Hallelujah. I want to thank him for holding back the rain for us today. Holding back the rain just to give us an opportunity to be obedient to him. He's watching us like he did Abraham. See what we will do. Book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Jesus. Hebrews 11 chapter and the first verse says, which is our Sabbath school lesson this morning, and I thank God for you all that press your way to be out here this morning. 11 chapter first verse says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Corona, but we know that it's in the air. We know that it's running around. But faith is the things, the substance of what we hope for. And if you're covered with the blood of Jesus, that's what we're hoping for. That he will cover us and keep us. And not only us, our families, our friends, and those that we come in contact with. Because Corona is doing its job. Second verse says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. In the beginning, God created. He created everything on earth. The book of Genesis tells me if the whole world was nothing but darkness, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, and he separated the waters from the dirt, which is called the firmament, the land. And then he created man. He created daylight, and he created darkness. He created all things. And then once he created man, he gave man the authority over everything. He said, Adam, whatsoever you call it, that's what I will call it, Adam. And from then to now, the elephant is called an elephant. The cow is called a cow.
the snake, that serpent is called a snake. This was all created from the very beginning. It said it took him 6 days to create the heavens, the earth, and everything in them. But on that seventh day, Saturday, he rested from all his work. And today we thank God for the seventh day. Third verse, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Enoch never died. He was caught up. Sixth verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. We've got to have faith, children of God. We've got to have enough faith to know that when you do sin, all God wants you to do is repent for your sins. And he says, I am faithful to forgive you. And then he will take those sins and he throw them into a sea of forgetfulness, he said. Now, it doesn't matter what man, boy, girl may say to you. Keep bringing up your sins. I remember when you used to do this. I remember when you used to do that. Don't you worry about it, because your Almighty God has forgiven you for what you used to do. Any man, woman, boy, girl, be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. And all of old things has been gone away. Seventh verse, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, the things not seen with fear, prepared an ark, the saving of houses, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs to righteousness. And then old Father Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, sojourning to a land of promise, as a stranger in the country, dwelling in tabernacles, Isaac and Jacob were the heirs. We're talking about faith this morning, children of God. You've got to have faith in order to please God. Without faith, you cannot please him. If God said it's going to be, it's going to be, whether you like it or not. And if God said it's not going to be, it will never come to pass, because God said it. And we as children of God, we've got to learn to trust in him. Don't put your trust in the doctors, the lawyers. Put your trust in the Almighty God. Because he is truly the healer. He's the one that says in the courtroom and makes sure that the judge gives you the right sentence. He's the one who gives you the jobs. He's the one even allowing you to be able to pay that cell phone. I'm just so amazed at the young folks with these cell phones. They go to bed with that cell phone. They wake up with that cell phone. And they miss a whole lot of meals if we come between paying that cell phone bill or eat it. But we that are truly the children of God, we must always be teachable. I beseech you, young people, to teach me all this stuff that you all know about this cell phone. And as you teach me, then the Holy Ghost, which is in me, can bring those things back to my memory. Sometimes as we get older and older, we think we got all the answers. But the Bible says things are changing every day in our lives. And if we would just learn to be teachable, then we'll survive. I thank God, because that 36th verse, and others had trial of cruel mocking and scorning, yea, more over abounds in were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain, they were sworn, they wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin and being destitute and afflicted, 38, of whom the world was not worthy. And they wandered in the deserts, in the mountain, and in the dens and caves and in the earth. And we're wondering right about now in our homes, trying to make sure that we don't allow the enemy or don't allow the corona to affect us. Trying to make sure, children of God, that we be ensure that we are to be obedient. So not only with the mask, I've got one of these and I keep them around and keep it around, children of God. Yeah. Well, I know God's going to do this and I know God's going to do that, but without faith. And then he said, what faith without works is just straight up dead. Straight up dead. There's a lot of people, praise God, that's going to do their own thing and that's up to them. But my job is to give you what God gives me. And obedience is better than any sacrifice we can have. Then that, praise God, that 12th chapter, that's coming out of the 12th chapter. That 12th chapter of Hebrews, praise God, it talks only about the first, our Sabbath school lesson told us the first and second verse. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, so many people, let us lay aside every heavy weight. Be ye not weary in well-doing. Keep the faith that if God spoke it, he shall perform it. It says, and the sins which do it so easily beset you. You know, I know I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have did the other. But if you would just give your heart and soul to the Almighty, he's going to do the rest for you. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said it and he means it. But you got to have faith. 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 You got to really have faith. You got to really have faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Don't worry about what folks say about you. Don't worry about what folks don't say about you, because they're supposed to. They talked about your Jesus. And are we greater than the Jesus? And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to one day meeting him face to face. And when we meet him face to face, we want him to be able to say to us, well done. Well done, my good and my faithful servant. You fought a good fight. You didn't throw in the towel on me. And when you did fall, when you would fail, then you repent and you got back up. That's all God is expecting of us. Get back up and try all over again. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You fought a good fight. Hang in there, children of God. Make sure, children of God, that we don't give up on it. You keep the faith. You keep the faith. No matter what you may go through, no matter how you go through, you keep the faith, children of God. You believe that God spoke it, he said it, he means it, and he shall perform it. And he's going to cover you, because obedience is better than any sacrifice. God, for each one of you that came out today. We're not defiling the law. We're keeping the law. The law says they didn't want more than 10 in a room together. The law says that you should wear a mask. The law says that you make sure you wipe hands. We're keeping the law. We're keeping the law, man. And most of all, we're keeping the law of God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Luke, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse, said it was Almighty Jesus' custom, that's the way he did things, to be in the church house, which was called the synagogue, every Sabbath day. So we thank God, for obedience is better than sacrifice, and we want to make sure that we give him all the honor and all the glory.
Our conversation today should be about the Almighty. This is your opportunity to witness for Jesus. This is your opportunity to tell somebody that he is the deliverer. Nothing can happen to you except the Lord allows it, children of God. Come before him. Humble ourselves.